Blog Talk Radio. Your presence has been detected and recorded. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to A Little Night Music with Madam Perry. And I'm your host, Jennifer Perry, also known as Madam Perry. I hope you have been enjoying my other show, Madam Perry Salon. But this one's a little different. This is where I just get to play a lot of music by some guests I've had and people that I hope to have as guests, friends. And also I've been playing a little bit of spoken word, some poetry and such. And I'd like to add that in. A bit more than I do. If there's something that you would like to hear, if there's something you think I should know about, some music that I haven't played or discussed, or if there's something you especially like that we have played, please click follow here on the Blog Talk Radio page for A Little Night Music. And if you would, if you're so inclined, please go down the page to where it gives you a chance to make a comment. It's got the Facebook icon, I believe. But leave a comment. Let me know what you'd like to hear or what you've heard that you already liked. And I'm going to start with a friend of mine. I believe he's from Vermont, but I've met him in Asheville, North Carolina. His name is Matt Townsend. Matt Townsend and the World of Wonder from his last CD. And the song is called Love, I'm Coming Home.
Searching for that sacred spring. party, and I'm looking fit and trim. She's dancing with me, yeah. Now she's walking out with him. It's not a classic love story. We're finding ourselves, and there'd be a lot less drama if I could write him out of the script. It's love in a turnstile. Don't know what direction I'm going in. I'm stuck in a circle again. I feel a pound of frustration, and I think of giving in with the ounce of persuasion. Maybe I could be convinced. Go up to her, tell her what's been on my mind. We're better together.
Now that's the way to start a show. We started off with Matt Townsend and Wonder of the World with Love, I'm Coming Home. Right after that, we played Love in a Turnstile by Joey Stuckey, my good friend from Macon, Georgia, who just a couple of months ago did a tour of England. And to kind of continue that theme, after that, we just heard I'm Gonna Find Out Someday, which is fresh, brand new, from Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, who are in Liverpool, England. But I got a tip. They're going to be in the States, in Las Vegas, in December of this year, 2015. Maybe if we're all very good and work very hard at this, we can get them all around the country. Now, you know what? Let's go ahead and play some more Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. I mean, you know, sometimes, I don't know, do you really think that sometimes you can get too much of a good thing? I don't know, maybe I should hold them for a little bit later and make you wait. That's what I'll do. How about some, oh, I know, Poplock Holmes. Yeah, he's the chap hop guy. Now, people think of chap hop with steampunk, they think of Professor Elemental and Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer. I believe they're both Brits. But Poplock Holmes, he's our own. He's from right here in the U.S. I believe he actually lives in Arizona. So if you've ever been to the Wild Wild West Steampunk Convention, you've probably seen Poplock Holmes. So we're going to play Pass the Tea, and after that, Pound of the Baskervilles.
Does take a moment to dock an airship. I'm not sure if you have got much experience with that sort of thing, but I'm here now, and I'm here to do a slight demonstration for you in the gentlemanly manner of chop-hop. You ever heard of chop-hop? Well, let me show you. They call me Poplock Holmes, and I don't eat wasps, and I've got some fat beats. By Jove, I dropped some beats so fast they sunk the Titanic. I didn't panic. I just swam the Atlantic, and it didn't take me 80 days to make it. I'm the true gentleman, all you other chaps are faking it. Chaps I see drinking a little gray tea. I think you're drinking Lipton, and your pipe is empty. When I stroll to the mic, fake gentleman coward, Poplock Holmes is the only MC that's steam powered. Pass the tea, please. Pass the tea to me. Pass the tea, please. Yes, pass the tea. Oh, pass the tea to me. Pass the tea, please. Just pass the tea. Oh, pass the tea to me. And when your cup is all tapped, well, then fill it up, chap, and then pass your tea to me. That's right. Pass it on over now. Do fill it on up first. Oh, not too much sugar. No cream. Black. Thank you. Black is nice. There we go. Verse 2. When it comes to Poplocking, I'm the Poplocking. If my lyrical pool is bottomless, on top of this, I do it with style and finesse. The top hat when I drop that beat, that's a pokeness. And who do you think led Columbus? It was me and Ed Zeppelin, I know only U.S. Taking it over with steam-powered beats. Urban expedition and improbable feats. Chap-hop rhyme ships powered by steam. So now you trust why you must pass the tea. Pass the tea, please. Pass the tea to me. Pass the tea, please. Yes, pass the tea. Oh, pass the tea to me. Pass the tea, please. Just pass the tea. Oh, pass the tea to me. And when your cup is all tapped, well, then fill it up, chap, and then pass your tea to me.
Crack. bricks tumbled down, and there was a castle surrounding the beast. Down the rafters, out of the timbers came pounds that sent shivers on spines of young babes, still clutching their mothers. The base welled up, the walls came down, the beast got up, and hell went down. We grappled on top of the toppled remains of the castle that tumbled under the strain. The sound that he made shook me right to my kidney. I thought I was lost when it suddenly hit me. Pop, lock, and drop that bass. Run the insane's into place. Pop, drop, and lock it up. Music for the steampunks. Lock and drop that bass. Run DMC's in the place. Pop, drop, and lock it up. With music for the steampunks. Now that hound took a pounding, astoundedly. Back up pounding, confounding me. I dodged, I weaved, I skimmed, I skirmed. But that beast had a head whenever I turned. I couldn't get free, I couldn't get out. I turned to Watts on, go on, get out. I'll keep on busy while you get away. The music lived on, my beats must play. So we clashed, we collided, igniting the spark. The bass, the beast, the beat, the art. This wasn't a beast, but the bass that was beating. You can't beat the bass, or the bass that the beast brings. So I stood tall and I let the beast eat me. The bass started beating. The second that he bit me, you can't kill the pop lock. I'm like Obi-Wan. So let the bass drop and pop lock. Pop, lock, and drop that bass. Run the insane's into place. Pop, drop, and lock it up. Music for the steampunks. Lock and drop that bass. Run DMC's in the place. Pop, drop, and lock it up. With music for the steampunks.
Aw, yeah. Pop, lock, and drop that bass. Run DMC's in the place. All right. Well, how do you follow a double scoop of Pop Lock Holmes? I don't know. Hey, I do know. Veronique Chevalier, an internet date.
Internet date. Won't it be great? Gee, I can't wait for my first internet date. Time to give it a whirl, 'cause I'm a new millennium girl. Now, I'll find my true love with the click of a mouse. Then I'll Google him before leaving the house. 'Cause computers don't lie, so I'm sure he'll be a great guy. Right? Put in my order for beefcake, not spam. What do you think that I got? A borderline geek with a Siberian tan, but his profile said he was hot.
Friends on MySpace claim that this is a place to make dreams come true. It could happen for you.
But the guys who add me are all way under 18. Yikes! The rest are faking their age and their height and their weight by photoshopping the truth. They think it gives them more youth, but a lie is a lie. And what they're selling, I'm not willing to buy. I'm drifting in this cybernetic sea. How do I catch the perfect man for me? Put a man upon the moon. Why can't they beam him to my room? A giant step for all mankind. Left this one lovely girl behind. In a universe, oh, so very large. Even Homer Simpson found his mark. Put in my order for beefcake, not spam. What do you think that I got. Another geek with a Siberian tan. Amused? Well, I'm certainly not. An internet date, I regret to relate, is not all that fun for a modern woman. But I found long-lasting joy with my own coin-operated boy.
Oh. Ooh.
Veronique Chevalier, she puts the steam in steampunk, the steam and the sizzle. All right, that was fun. And now what do we have? Now what do we have? What about some... Oh, I don't know. I was going to read something to you, maybe some kind of spoken word or some poetry or something. But I think first, I know, this seems to be a popular song when I play it. It's The Lights Are On by Denton Perry.
Thank you.
Lights Are On by Denton Perry. Yes, there is a relation. That's the man I love. I think I'm going to read something to you now. This is a poem from the book Slow to Burn by poet and author Colin Kelly. And this particular poem is one of my favorites of his. It's called The Virgin Mary Appears in a Highway Underpass. Mary pops up in the strangest places, usually as a window stain or a sandwich, but yesterday she dripped down a wall on a Chicago underpass, brought the faithful running with candles and offerings, blocked traffic. I saw the pictures, couldn't see her face, saw a giant gaping vagina instead, just failed my Rorschach test. Going to hell for sure. If this is Mary, she sure gets around, recasting herself as a holly-go-lightly, popping up where you least expect her, causing trouble for the locals. Why would she choose to appear in condensation, burnt toast, or ditch water runoff? Some will say it's proof that she still dwells here, runs like an undercurrent, manifest in the mundane. I say, cut the parlor tricks, Mary. If you want a little respect, come flaming out of the sky on a thundercloud. Ride it like a magic carpet over middle America. Speak in a voice like Diana Rigg or Emma Thompson. Command attention. Instead of this sleight of hand, a stain to be cleaned with soap and water, so easily erased. Okay, the UFO sound was mine. I can assure you Colin Kelly did not write that in there. So I thought I had a few more songs loaded up in tonight's studio, but apparently I don't. So this is going to be the last song coming up. This was a request for a very dear friend of mine in my home state of Georgia, one of the most fabulous gals I know, Janet Goodman. This is for you, honey. And if anyone who likes this song happens to be listening, it's from my CD, Everybody's Got to Swing, by the Jennifer Perry Combo. And, okay, I played my husband, now I'm playing my group. I guess that might seem a little too familial, but, hey, you know, if you have your own show, you can play really whoever you want. Please be sure to click follow, because I really want to know that I've got people out there that are enjoying this. Please leave a comment if you've got something on your mind, something you want me to play, or something that you particularly like that you want to hear again or didn't like. Please let me know. And if you'd like a copy of my CD, Everybody's Got to Swing, leave me a message down there for that too. I'll get it right to you. And now, for Janet Goodman, My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
A play for the caddy, but if I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Bennett Hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. For the strong and the gratty. Well, I never dreamed of making the team, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I go out with some good scout to dine on a fine enchilada, the Spanish rice is all very nice, but da-da-da-da.
All right, Janet Goodman, My Heart Belongs to Daddy, and my heart belongs to you for asking me to play one of my own songs. Thank you so very much. And this is it for tonight's episode of A Little Night Music with Madam Perry. If you want to know who you listen to tonight, I'll have the playlist updated here on the page in just a few minutes. I'll also have it added to the Madam Perry Salon page on Facebook. I thank you so much for listening to me, and I love you.